Today, wishing you a very happy 2024. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, it's the start of 2024, and I just want to wish you well in this new year. And of course, the dogs also join me in wishing all the best to all our followers and supporters. We really have appreciated all of your support over the last 12 months. Now, as we come into the new year, I reflect back on last year. 2023 was quite a year for me personally, moving from one side of the world to the other and still dealing with the paperwork relating to my wife's death before I did that. It's amazing how much work there was to do there. And of course, in late March, I was able to sequence over a week a pretty amazing range of things. So on the Monday, I completed the purchase of my Bath property, and also the removers arrived in my Thurrul property. And the removers finished on Tuesday, so I was able to hand the keys across to the agent. On the Wednesday, I flew to the UK and landed here in the UK on the Thursday. And then on the Friday, I completed the sale of my Thurrul property. Now I'm here. And since that momentous week, which, by the way, on the Friday also included my picking up my new car in the UK, so it was a busy week, it's been quite a year as we've waited for our stuff to come from Australia, and then we've installed our studio here in the UK. And everything now, of course, is running pretty smoothly. And for those who may not have seen the studio, this is the setup now, which is pretty much fully functional. I've got a few things I want to improve, but nevertheless, the studio is now up and running, and we are back to making more regular shows. There was, of course, a period when I was off air, and I'm catching up now a little bit on some of the things I want to talk about. Now, coming into 2024, there are a few critical agendas. Obviously, we've still got the inquiry in the Senate relating to bank branch closures, which has really morphed into a question of the use of cash and also the need for a public bank. This will be a critical campaign through 2024. The second thing I want to highlight again is my continued support via Asbestos Awareness Australia for raising awareness of the exposure risk relating to asbestos. And unfortunately, the politicians have tuned out on this issue, but people are still dying. So there's a really important role for me here to continue to spread the message. And of course, Jill's dying wish was that she would use her own death as a means of communicating more broadly that the risks of asbestos need to be taken seriously. And I'll keep that going in memory of her. In terms of other issues that I want to talk about, well, clearly there's a lot to explore with regard to house price dynamics, and I'll continue the series that I started a couple of days ago when I gave you five reasons why property prices might rise and also five reasons why property prices might fall. Now, I'm trying to have a more sophisticated set of arguments here, but of course, the chat tended to come down on one side or the other. Anyway, watch for the next episode or two, where I talk about some of the policy issues that are really underpinning this. And there's another campaign, which is a really important one as well, and that's digital identity and personal security. And if you stand back and think about the possibility of linking central bank digital currencies with digital identity and control, then we are on that slippery slope towards a 1984 type future. And by the way, of course, cash, if cash disappears, is yet another civil liberty lost. The Eurozone is now heading headlong into that future. Of course, there's work going on around pilots in the US and in Australia and other places too. And I personally have some very significant concerns about the role of central bank digital currencies. And I'll remind you that, of course, central bank digital currencies are, well, giving central banks extra powers. And I don't know what you think, but I think that central banks have really mucked up badly over the last 20 years or so. As I said in the recent show, if you look at the amount of money supply that they created, it's no wonder that we've got the inflationary problem that we've got. And whilst they are trying to put the genie back in the bottle, I'm not sure they'll be successful. The next conversation that we're going to talk about in this year will be the debt bomb. We have massive amounts of debt in central bank land. We have massive amounts of debt in government land, and of course, both in corporate land and household land. So how come we've got so much debt in the system? Well, it's by design. And of course, what are the issues to do with so much debt? Well, interest rate sensitivity, and also, of course, inflation, because guess what? Higher inflation reduces the value of the debt in real terms. So you wonder sometimes whether low inflation is really what people want. And then the final point I want to make is that I personally believe that those with political power have been using it to their own benefit rather than to the benefit of broader society. And so there is also a conversation to be had in 2024 about what society should look like, specifically when, frankly, continued expectations of growth are going to get to the point where it can't be done. So how can we actually grow without growing? In other words, how can we actually develop a different set of economics? Now, there's a really important conversation there to be had, and I think that's probably one we'll touch on too. And of course, there'll be other issues coming up as we continue to talk about the various market dynamics and the political discussions through the year. And just to give you a bit of a sense, I'll be focusing on Australia as I continue to dive deep into our models there. But also, of course, I'm now running the surveys in the UK, and I'll hope to talk about some of the findings from there, and indeed talk about some of the dynamics in other countries too, particularly New Zealand, where I know I have quite a few followers, and I appreciate those from New Zealand who always respond when I talk specifically about New Zealand issues. So this is just a short show today to say Happy New Year. I hope you'll have a safe and prosperous 2024. But I think there's still lots of work to do. So Digital Finance Analytics will be on. We'll be producing daily shows as normal. And in fact, tomorrow, Edwin and I will be on for the first round of the new year. And Meteor in particular is wanting to send her own best wishes for 2024. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.